The Executive Secretary of the Water Resources Commission, Ben Ampoma, has asked Ghanaians, including chiefs and politicians, to protect water bodies in order to save lives. He told Radio Ghana that even though there are laws to protect the water bodies, they are not being enforced. Mr. Ampoma was quick to add that even if the laws are not being enforced, water is everybody's business and responsibility, therefore all must show concern.
The basic thing is that we need to know that water, as given by nature or by God, is something that we need to use in a judicious and healthy manner in order to survive. So whatever that we do, in terms of attitude, we should appreciate that we need to do it in a manner that will keep the water clean. The other point I want to make is everybody lives downstream in a river. So whatever that you do upstream affects somebody downstream. Don't forget that you living upstream, somebody else is living upstream of you. And so you are also downstream of somebody. So if we are able to get that mind and ensure that whatever that we do in terms of our activities, either household, industrial, or what, farming, or whatever, we should do it in such a way that it will keep our water bodies clean. That is what that is the message that we have. We need to change our attitude towards our water.
Under normal circumstances, we're supposed to have some laws to protect the water bodies. Traders who are in the streets, whichever the case may be, just finish selling and they collect their wares straight into the water bodies. We allow cattle and other things to go in. The worst one is the Galamsey. That one, I cannot talk about it. They are destroying everything. Are there laws to protect the water bodies?
There are laws. We have laws to protect our natural resources, including now, the issue has to do with enforcement. I would have considered that enforcement hasn't been to the extent that we really want to. However, enforcement lies on all of us. Even as we speak, and I do consider that even as the security agency take up the mantle of leading the enforcement drive, we as individuals also have responsibility in terms of ensuring that if somebody is doing something, do we report? Do we talk to the person? So, yes, enforcement is very, very key in addition to the education, but it is a responsibility that goes for all of us. Water, as the adage goes, is everybody's business, whether education or enforcement.
Let me add another dimension to it. Human rights advocates are talking about government regularizing Galamsey. Do you share that view?
I'm not really into the issue of Galamsey per se. That is more of a mining activity.
Protecting water bodies cannot be done without maintaining trees. I understand in Weja, for instance, the community raised some money to plant trees around the Weja Dam. People are going there, cutting them.
It wasn't really the community, but of course there were some trees that were planted by British Tobacco and then handed over to the commission. And then we also engaged some NGOs to look at them. It is true. But for your information, Weja, that activity is going to be controlled because we now have a permanent security post within the Weja catchment to take care of all these illegal activities. That's what I would say.
Mr. Ampoma touched on what the Water Resources Commission has been doing to protect water bodies in the country.
We've done a lot, however, just a couple of them. One is the enforcement issue that you mentioned. We've now introduced the military into the Weja catchment. We're monitoring if it works, we replicate them in other catchments, reservoirs, Marrakesh, Tanoso, etc. Okay. We've trained over the period more than 200 police prosecutors and investigators to help with the enforcement drive. The next step that we want to do, and which we are doing with the police, is to introduce a model, a training model, into their curriculum at the training level. That will take care of the laws and regulations that are there, so that a number of them would appreciate what the rules and regulations are with respect to natural resources laws and regulations. As for the education, we've been going on and on and on with it, engaging the district assemblies and the assemblymen in particular. However, the issue has to do with the sustainability of it, because every 4 years, there's a change in assemblymen. Means you have to go and meet them again and go on. But that is our job. So whatever that it is, we have to find the resources to go on and do it. Again, catch them up and coming out of engaging the schools, the clubs, have a couple of them. Every year also, at least twice a year, we engage some senior high schools and JSS to go on monitoring with us. We take samples of water, test them, appreciate the quality, and then know whether it is improving or not. And then as you go, give them the education. The point is that if you educate the child, you would have an influence on the adults at home. So that is how we are doing.
Last one has to do with the value of trees. Mr. Mpoma, I had a quarrel with a group of people who claimed they were engineers, coming to cut down trees that we planted 20 years ago and claiming that the trees were producing or breeding mosquitoes. Meanwhile, my elementary science told me that it is stagnant water that produces mosquitoes. Can you tell those people something for us, the so-called engineers?
Well, I don't know where your issue happened, but of course,
Adenta.
I'm not a specialist in trees, but we all know the value of trees. They are put there for specific purposes. So for whatever purpose any tree is put there, we should allow it to serve that purpose.